You're on The Burt Show.
Some of you guys have the gear to be in an open relationship. Man, there are a lot of landmines in that. This is one maybe I didn't see coming, that when you're in an open relationship, if the woman in the marriage gets pregnant, you can't be 100% sure it's yours.
Never thought about that. Right?
Unless she's supposedly using protection with the other person. But still, there's always that, like, 0.1% chance.
I don't know how some of you guys make this work. I mean, and I'm not judging you guys. I just would not be capable of it. Like, knowing my wife was out there with another guy on a date doing who knows. No way. I don't have that kind of maturity in me whatsoever, or that kind of security in me. It's you and me, but there cannot be a third, right? But in this case, he's not sure that he's the father or not. So Abby's got the email.
Hi, Burt Show. I'm in an odd situation with my wife, and I need all the advice you can give. My wife and I are high school sweethearts and have been married for a year. Everything has been going well, and we're even expecting our first child together. I'm excited to be a new dad, but there's one thing lingering over me. A few years before we got married, my wife proposed the idea of an open relationship. At first, I was against it, but I eventually signed off on it. I needed a break in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. She was transparent in whoever she would hook up with. There was one particular guy I knew she liked the most. Their casual hookup started to turn into an emotional bond that I wasn't cool with. Because of this, she cut him off. A month later, she told me she was expecting our first child. I have high hopes that the baby is mine, but the thought that this baby could be his is bothering me.
When you find out that your wife is pregnant and you're going to be a dad, I think the last question that needs to pop through your head is, I hope it's mine.
What an emotional roller coaster, yeah,
absolutely.
Man. At first, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to be a dad. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm going to be a dad. Like, is it mine?
But am I?
Right. Yeah.
Unless you, I mean, I wonder if there are some people, because there's plenty of people who listen to the show that live the lifestyle, right? That are, you know, like plural marriages, or not plural marriages, because that would be polygamy, and that's not what we're talking about here. But like they like open marriages, right? So do you have this understanding, like verbal understanding, that if your wife gets pregnant, there is no questioning whether or not the baby is yours? The baby is yours. You raise it. No DNA test required.
1-855-BURT-SHOW. Man, that's going to be tough to get a call on that one. But 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
There's a little bit left in this email. It said, with the due date around the corner, I'm starting to wonder if it would be wrong for me to get a DNA test after our baby is born. What should I do? Signed, confused father to be.
I don't think you have a choice. If you decide that you're not going to, it's going to bother you every single day. You will wonder, and I couldn't live with that.
I completely agree. The fact that you are already in this place, this is, I mean, I don't want to speak for every guy, but I feel like that would be almost impossible to just push this to your back of your mind and never think about it again. I think at many moments in life, this is going to bother you, and you might as well just get it out the way now.
And I don't think you should do it on the sly. Like, after the baby's born, you very easily could go in with one of those swabs and, you know, get the inside of the baby's cheek and do the inside of yours and figure this out on your own. If you're going to do this, I feel like if the bedroom's been open, I think your conversations need to be open as well.
That's a good point. I think if I'm the mom, I want to know also. I mean, you're talking about some medical ramifications as well. Mm-hmm. Family history when it comes to illnesses. These are things that, look, you guys made a very adult decision to live this lifestyle. So like Kristen said, you got to pursue it responsibly.
You've also got to figure out how in 10 or 15 or 20 years you're going to explain this to your child as well. So you got to start getting your PowerPoint ready, your notes ready. How are you going to let your child know that your dad's not really your dad, and here's why?
Here is Lindsay, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so in a case like this, do you live the lifestyle, quote unquote?
So, yes, we are in the lifestyle, and some of our really good friends got pregnant about 2 years ago. And my husband and I's first reaction was, oh, my gosh, we didn't really even think about this. What if it's not his baby? And over dinner one night, we kind of mentioned that to them, and we were like, have y'all thought about that or talked about it? And it got kind of awkward, but they were both like, oh, yeah, I'm sure it's ours. Like, no problem, whatever. It's not.
Oh.
It's definitely not his baby. It's fine. They're raising it like it is. You can tell he looks like his mom, but he doesn't look like his dad at all. So, yeah, yeah, it happens. It's real.
When you say at all, this there's it's very obvious.
Let's say that maybe the child is not all one ethnicity.
Yeah.
Mo and I were looking at each other like, we know what you're saying without you saying
it. The way she said that at all.
Two of them things.
We got it.
Yeah. Wow.
It's funny because the actual father is kind of involved, and they do have him in there. I don't know how that's going to work out when the kid gets older, because I thought that was kind of strange. But but so everyone seems happy and wonderful, but a little strange to me. We take extra precautions to make sure that doesn't happen, but yes.
I bet. We have you here, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Of course.
All right. So how long were you married before the two of you made this decision? Or was this before you even got married? If not, who brought it up and how was it accepted?
It was something dabbled in prior to marriage, but we didn't actually dive in full force until about a year into it. And when I say dive in, we weren't just meeting other couples to play piano with. We were going to parties with multiple couples there. And it was actually my idea.
Did that make him feel a certain way if this was your idea? Like, why am I not satisfying you?
No, it was a let's have fun together thing. It's not a solo thing for us. Some people it is. But for us, it's not a solo thing. So it's just let's do this to add to the fun.
Just the three of us.
Right. Yeah.
We can make it if we try. Just the four of us.
Oh, wow. That beautiful song into a threesome song.
Four of us.
Wow. Okay, so there's never been any jealousy issues whatsoever, both physically or in the relationship?
Absolutely not. And what I will tell you is the strangest thing to me, to be honest, is it has only brought us closer. Like, way closer. Yeah, it's
good
weird. It is weird to say that out loud, but it's true. It's brought us a lot closer.
Well, thank you for calling and sharing.
Yeah,
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
I've got a million questions that I could ask only because I know that I wouldn't be capable of it. So it intrigues me so much to hear how people can do that.
Oh, from a mindset standpoint?
Yeah.
Like get over the jealousy and...
Yeah. It's just not in my wheelhouse.
When I see people who can do that, I see them the way I think normal people see like celebrities. It's like, I can't believe this. Like, that's... Wow, that's amazing.
Oh my God, I'm in the same room as somebody that's a swinger?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
You're on The Burt Show.